Iris Press Publishers. Just So Stories by Rudyard Kipling. Part 1. How the Whale Got His Throat. In the sea, once upon a time, there was a whale, and he ate fishes. He ate the starfish and the garfish, and the crab, and the dab, and the skate, and his mate. All the fishes he could find in all the sea, he ate with his mouth, so, till at last there was only one small fish in all the sea. He was a small, clever fish, and he swam behind the whale's right ear, so the whale couldn't see him. Then the whale stood upon his tail and said, "I'm hungry." And the small, clever fish said in a small, clever voice, "Noble whale, have you ever eaten man?" "No," said the whale. "What is it like?" "Nice," said the small, clever fish. "Nice, but a little noisy." "Then bring me some," said the whale. "One at a time is enough," said the clever fish. "Will you swim to latitude 50 north, longitude 40 west? That is magic. There you will find a sailor. He is sitting on a raft in the middle of the sea. He has nothing but a knife, and a pair of blue trousers on, and a pair of suspenders. You must not forget the suspenders. But I must tell you that he is a man of infinite resource and sagacity." So the whale swam and swam as fast as he could, on a raft in the middle of the sea, with nothing on but a pair of blue trousers and a pair of suspenders. You must remember the suspenders, and a knife. The whale found the sailor. The man was doing nothing with his toes in the water. His mother let him do that. Then the whale opened his mouth back and back and back, till it nearly touched his tail. And he swallowed the sailor, and the raft he was sitting on, and his blue trousers, and the suspenders, which you must not forget, and the knife. He swallowed them all down into his warm, dark, inside cupboards. He was so glad that he turned round 3 times on his tail. But when the sailor, he was a man of infinite resource and sagacity, got inside the whale's warm, dark, inside cupboards, he jumped, and he bumped, and he pranced, and he danced, and he hit, and he bit, and he leaped, and he creeped, and he hopped, and he dropped, and he cried, and he sighed, and the whale felt most unhappy. "Have you forgotten the suspenders?" So he said to the clever fish, "This man is very noisy, and besides, he's making me hiccough. What shall I do?" "Tell him to come out," said the clever fish. So he called down to the sailor, "Come out! I've got the hiccoughs." "No, no," said the sailor, "not now. Take me to England first, and I'll think about it." And he began to dance again. "It is better to take him home," said the clever fish to the whale. "I told you that he is a man of infinite resource and sagacity." So the whale swam and swam and swam as fast as he could for the hiccoughs. And at last he saw the land. He came up to the shore, opened his mouth wide and wide and wide, and the sailor walked out of his mouth. But can you remember that the sailor was a man of infinite resource and sagacity? On his way back to England, he took his knife out and cut the raft into pieces, and then made the grating with the help of his suspenders. Now you know why you mustn't forget the suspenders. So when the whale opened his mouth, the sailor put that grating into the whale's throat, and there it stuck. The sailor got very happy and he made a rhyme. By means of a grating, I have stopped your ating. When the sailor walked out of the whale's mouth, he went home to his mother, and he married and lived happily. So did the whale. But from that day on, he ate nothing but very, very small fish, because he had the grating in his throat. He couldn't cough it out. He couldn't swallow it down. That is why whales nowadays never eat men or boys or little girls. The small, clever fish went away as fast as he could. He hid himself under the equator. He was afraid that the whale could be angry with him. The sailor took the knife home. He was wearing the blue trousers when he walked out, but he never wore suspenders because they were left in the whale's throat. And that is the end of that tale.